This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Winnipeg transit riders are seeing another round of changes as the city moves into its winter schedule following the launch of the new primary transit network earlier this year. With snow on the ground and colder temperatures setting in, both transit officials and advocates say the system is now in a critical adjustment phase. Kyle Owens is the president and chair of Functional Transit Winnipeg, a nonpartisan volunteer advocacy group that amplifies the voices of people who rely on transit every day.
We are seeing the full effect of how important and central transit is to so many people and how crucial, above all, reliability is. Because I think that is the story that runs through so many people's frustrations and opportunities and just obstacles to really using that transit service.
The primary transit network, which launched in late June, marked the biggest overhaul of Winnipeg's transit system in decades. Bjorn Randstrom, manager of service development at Winnipeg Transit, says rebuilding the network meant starting from scratch.
And I'll be honest, for the most part, we got it right, and most of the service is operating pretty well. But we missed the boat on three routes in particular that didn't have enough running time. So it's the D12 Ellis, the D13 Sargent, and the D16 Academy Notre Dame. And those ones are consistently running quite late.
Another challenge was some feeder routes had too much time in their schedule, leading to buses to have to stop and kill time partway along.
So the bus will still get people to their route, to their destination on time, but it's annoying when you're on a bus that has to stop and kill time. Or in some cases, the bus operators are actually operating early, which is something that we never, ever want to have happen. Because people in general understand that buses, because of traffic and weather and things like that, can be late. But people rightfully don't accept that a bus is early. There's nothing more frustrating than walking down your street, and when you're 50 meters from the end of the block, you see your bus zoom by because it was 2 minutes early.
Owens agrees the redesign was long overdue, but says it's important to understand what the new network is and what it isn't.
What we've seen is the first big change in the history of Winnipeg Transit since they got rid of the trolleys. It has been essentially the same system built up over time, one piece over another. And this is a ground floor rewrite. And that is fantastic to see. It was so desperately needed. But it is important to understand that this is emergency foundation repair. It is not a fancy new house. It is still the same broken house, the same broken window. The door doesn't work. That's a load-bearing poster, Ryan. That is the same problems we've already had. What this foundational change meant is that we were no longer sinking into a hole.
The new spine and feeder model has created challenges for some riders. While nearly twice as many residents now live within walking distance of frequent service, many one-seat rides have disappeared.
The 5% of Winnipeg who had the biggest advantage under the old system had a really sweet setup where the bus would take them door to door from where they lived to where they wanted to work, where they wanted to shop. It just through choosing the right apartment, just through luck of the draw, it really worked for them. And the new system, although it is more buses, it is more service, it is faster service overall, it would have broken their sweet setup. And being told, well, there's more service, all you have to do is transfer, what turned out to be a 9-minute bus ride before now is one bus trip, transfer, and another trip is now 35 minutes, maybe 40.
Randstrom says transfers are the most common concern Winnipeg Transit hears from riders. The city is now focused on improving that experience through better scheduling, clear trip planning tools, and more infrastructure, including bus shelters. About 60 to 70 new shelters are expected to be installed next year.
Look, we have great summers, but we're a winter city. And if the system is only designed to work well in summer, then it doesn't really work at all, does it? The system has to be designed to work like days like today, where it is minus 29 with wind chill. Bus shelters are crucial infrastructure. And the fact is that if Winnipeg Transit is anticipating, well, you know, let's manage expectations on being sheltered, then they're setting themselves up for failure.
Bjorn adds, adding additional shelters isn't as simple as it might seem.
If there's a place where we say, you know, we really want to put a shelter here, then we need to go and look, is there actually even enough space? If there's enough space and we plop it down there, is it blocking the sight lines for pedestrians and other cars and stuff like that? It's not just a simple thing saying, yeah, go ahead and put a shelter there. There's a fair bit involved in figuring out, can we really put a shelter there? And if so, where does it go? And the other complication is, well, you know, there is space, but it's private property. So now we have to approach the property owner, get into negotiation with them, sign a lease if they'll allow us to put a shelter there.
Owen says many of these problems come back to chronic underfunding. He's calling for the return to a 50-50 cost-sharing agreement between the province and the city.
Important to understand, but it doesn't change the fact that the city is fundamentally still basically paying, putting in the same budget. And what that means is that the old system was underfunded. That means that the new system is underfunded. And although the city is starting to spend a bit more money, it's also true that it was anticipating a huge increase in the number of riders, and we're not seeing that. In fact, the opposite.
Both Owens and Radstrom stress the importance of rider feedback. Winnipeg Transit is encouraging riders to submit detailed concerns through 311.
The thing that we're always looking for is be really, really specific about what your problem is. Don't just say, my bus is always late. Actually say, you know, I'm taking the bus at generally at this time of day and this route between these two points, and this is the issue that I'm experiencing, because we can go back and try to figure out what's going on. The other thing is that when you provide that, we can also then, if we have the resources in our customer service, we can get back to these people and say, hey, there's actually better trip options available for you.
Absolutely. This is one of the rare situations where complaining does help. You want to help Winnipeg Transit, help the city understand that transit is a crucial issue. It changes your life when you have real service and for the better, and it changes your life for the worse when you lose real service and you have to find another way to get around. The cost of transportation is exploding for cars, and people need to be able to use affordable means to get around, like transit.
As Winnipeg Transit's network continues to evolve, the winter could be a defining test, not just for new routes and schedules, but of whether the city and province are willing to fund transit at the level riders need. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.